How do you counsel a patient on conversations about living donors? Patients are pretty leery of asking for help.
That is, it's very true. It's an awkward conversation to have with someone. A lot of patients are very hesitant to do so. What I have found to be helpful is to, particularly if there's friends or family in the room when I'm seeing a potential recipient, is I engage those people to speak on behalf of their loved one. I tell them, you know, it's sometimes hard for patients. They don't want to tell everyone that they're sick. Maybe people don't even know they have kidney disease because some, you know, that's not, it doesn't show when you have kidney disease a lot of times. So they may not know, particularly if a patient isn't on dialysis yet. So we talk about ways to let people know in their community, whether it be people at church or their close friends. And a lot of times their friends and family can kind of start the conversation with other friends and family about what's going on with the patient and sort of bringing up, you know, we went to a kidney education class and they talked about living donation and what a benefit it is to have a living donor. And, you know, we're just trying to talk with everyone about finding a living donor for our family member or loved one. And generally, if the family and friends that are present can't be donors themselves, they will go out and advocate for their patient if the patient feels like they can't do it themselves. We also have a program where people going through the process of being listed for transplant can get a transplant mentor. So a patient who's already had a transplant can talk to patients, because it's easy for us to talk about all these things, but we have not walked in these patients' shoes. And sometimes it's really helpful for them to talk to someone who's gone through the whole process and come out on the other side. And sometimes they can have a lot of helpful hints for things like this about getting out and figuring out how to approach people about donation.
So now the person is gone through an entire workup, the recipient, they're on dialysis, they finally get on the waiting list, and you said they can wait 3, 4, 5, 6 years. You see them intermittently. How do you keep somebody motivated to stay on the list, stay healthy, on dialysis, realizing that that's a long period of time to wait? What do you tell them?
Actually, I have not had a hard time keeping people motivated for the most part, because they see transplant as sort of the light at the end of the tunnel, even though the tunnel is very long. It gets difficult when people have had a lot of medical complications. They maybe have been sick for a while or been in the hospital, and they get discouraged about transplant and, am I even going to get there? Am I ever going to get this kidney? And I think that's a good time when the transplant mentor program comes into play. If they can talk to somebody who went through the process and waited a long time and now has a successful transplant, sometimes that can help keep them motivated. I know that I encourage patients, particularly my patients who were on dialysis for a long time before they got transplanted, I encourage them actually to go back to their dialysis units, visit with the staff, visit with the patients, show them how well they're doing. That really helps, I feel like, helps keep people motivated more than anything that I can say, probably, to just show them, keep in their mind kind of what they're working for. But yes, it is a long time. And then that's always a good time when they're coming back to see us as they're waiting, is to readdress living donors. You know, maybe somebody didn't have a living donor at the time that they were listed, but that doesn't mean someone may have come into their life in those years in the meantime that might consider being a donor for them. And sometimes patients sort of were like, their heads down, they're on the waiting list, they're waiting for that deceased donor, and they don't think, hey, wait a minute, maybe there's somebody now that would be considered as a donor. So I try to bring that up at every visit, because that's, you know, another way, obviously, to decrease the waiting time.